Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
The main doctor charged in connection with the drug overdose of actor Matthew Perry is expected to enter a guilty plea in the coming weeks, according to the US Justice Department. Salvador Plasencia has agreed to plead guilty to four counts of distribution of ketamine, which carries a statutory maximum sentence of 40 years in federal prison, according to a statement from the department. Let's get more on this now. We're joined by KJ Matthews, entertainment journalist who's based in LA. So KJ, what more can you tell us about this doctor? We know he's amongst five now who've been facing court in connection with Matthew Perry's death. What do we know about him?
Yes, he is the main doctor who was charged with Matthew Perry's death. He was charged with giving ketamine to him in the month leading up to Matthew Perry's overdose. So we wondered ever since he was arrested, which way would he plead? He's changed his plea now to pleading guilty sometime later this week. Now, the interesting thing about that is that this plea deal carries a maximum sentence of 40 years in federal prison. We don't know exactly how many years he'll be sentenced, but I will say that federal prisons here in the U.S. has a mandatory amount of time that you have to stay there. At least 85% of whatever time you were sentenced to, you must serve it. So if they give him 40, even 30, it will be a tremendous amount of time for him to serve in a federal prison.
But he still must have cut some sort of a deal. What you're saying is he's going to be there still for a long number of years.
He's still going to be there for a long number of years. But at least what he's probably thinking is that it's a set year and that the judge may go easy on him rather than going through a trial and having jurors decide if he's guilty or not. And then they'll decide, you know, how many years he should get. He doesn't want to take that chance. He wants to make sure that he knows exactly what he's getting and be able to work with prosecutors to try to reduce his prison sentence.
So tell me a little bit more about his involvement in the case, because we know that Matthew Perry was being prescribed ketamine legitimately to deal with his depression. This, though, this supply coming from this doctor and others, this was on top of the legitimate amounts of ketamine.
Yeah, you know, Matthew Perry had been seeking ketamine from different sources. He initially went to a doctor that prescribed it, but he wanted more, and the doctor did not want to prescribe more. So Matthew found other means to get ketamine from other sources. This physician who changed his plea to guilty recently basically was one of those doctors. And I think what really did him in one of those text messages, I believe he called Matthew Perry a moron and said he could be exploited for money. So they knew that Matthew Perry was an addict. They knew that he had a problem with substance abuse, and they knew that he was becoming addicted to ketamine and that they weren't his primary physician. And yet they gave it to him anyway because they said that he could be exploited for money.
And that formed the basis of this case. What do we know about the other people then charged in connection with Matthew Perry's death? One of them, who is associated with this doctor, has decided to plead not guilty.
Right. There's so many of them. Five people were charged with taking advantage of basically Matthew Perry. Remember, his personal assistant administered or injected him with ketamine multiple times on the day he died. He was able to get a plea deal. But, you know, he falsely sold it and helped prescribe the ketamine to Matthew Perry. He actually injected Matthew Perry with ketamine. So there were a lot of people to play. And then we still have the female who was known as the ketamine queen. She was not only giving ketamine to Matthew Perry, she had a list of other celebrities. And ever since all these arrests took place, she's still in jail. They have not allowed her to be out. Her trial is coming. So there's a cast of characters who are going to be charged with this. We also have another medical doctor, Dr. Mark Chavez, who worked with the other doctor who pled guilty recently to help him obtain ketamine. So it was just like a whole band of people that were working to either administer ketamine to Matthew Perry or get him ketamine illegally. And they're all coming, these trials are coming to fruition, finally.
And just remind us, Matthew Perry's addiction. I mean, we knew about this for a long time, that he has struggled with addiction for many years, including towards the end of the Friends run as well. And it was clear when they had that big reunion programme, KJ, that people will remember, that he was still struggling at that time.
Yeah, you know, when he passed away, people were very, very sad, but they weren't surprised to hear that he had a relapse, because you're right. He'd written a book about it. He went on television to talk about it. He told everybody that he had been addicted to drugs and he had substance abuse and he had been in and out of rehab for many, many, many years. And it was just sad that people thought that he had turned the corner, that he was doing better. I think his last TV appearance, he looked great and said that, you know, he was getting treatment and people thought that finally he had gotten his life together and then this happened. So it was really sad to see, you know, that in the end, it was the drugs that did him in.
All right. Well, KJ, thank you for bringing us up to date with that case in LA. KJ Matthews there, LA-based journalist.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.